You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
This is Ruth for Camden Community Radio. I'm talking with Gregory Akerman, the writer and star of Who Killed Gregory Akerman, premiering this year at the Camden Fringe Festival. If you're thinking about what to go and see this year, maybe this could be for you. Gregory, I hear you have some kind of obsession with death. What's that all about?
But it is just that. I have two main obsessions in my life, which is both death and myself. So when thinking to write a new show, the death of Gregory Akerman was simply combining these two notions together. It surprises me when people aren't obsessed with death in many ways, because it's the one thing which unifies all kinds of things and stuff. Every living creature on this entire planet, the one thing we have in common, the one thing we share, is our inevitable demise. So based on that, surely if I can help undercut it and be frivolous about such a serious and all-encompassing problem or issue, then hopefully I can make the whole world a bit better and have strangers pay me attention.
With this obsession, what do you feel that you get out of performing it? Does it help somehow? Is it cathartic, perhaps?
Cathartic? Yeah, there's definitely a catharsis to talking about your own demise, particularly because obviously I've been speaking to many different groups and people to try and figure out exactly when it is that I will die. And having this frankness about your own mortality, being forced to research, well, I say forced, choosing to research and discuss it and have people accost you with various ideas about it is incredibly cathartic. But more importantly than that, it is a nice hook with which to hang loads of tales about myself on.
Let's hear an excerpt from the show.
I work much better to a deadline. So I've figured out if I can somehow work out exactly when it is I'm supposed to die, then I can use this information to push myself forward and kind of achieve, you know, stuff.
Do you think it's a huge problem in terms of our society and people trying to process death? And what sort of role do you think comedy can have in helping people process tragedy and things like that?
I mean, I'm not sure if it's a big problem. I thought you were going to say, is it a big problem in our society? Death, which of course is a big problem because it keeps on coming on. But the ability to process death, I don't know. It's a really personal thing. I don't think anyone does grief correct or incorrect, because some people really need to use it as a great excuse to rush out and go mental and be irresponsible, and that's phenomenal and really, really useful and good for certain people. And other people like to use it to turn to some nonsensical ideal, and that also is great. There's no problem with processing death, but I think it needs to be accepted as something which isn't really scary in and of itself. And hopefully this sort of show will force people to question their own mortality. Not in such, that makes no sense, because if you question your own mortality, you're essentially just saying, am I or am I not mortal? Which is not useful, because of course we are all immortal. So presumably if people watch it, they'll go, oh, that Gregory Akerman, he's lovely, I'm gonna watch everything that he ever does. Maybe he's got a website. What, he does? Oh my word. And he does all kinds of podcasts, and oh my god, he works really, really hard with Steve Cross and Joe Moody, and wow, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's essentially arrogance on my part, but hopefully undercut enough so it doesn't seem too much.
That sort of leads on to one of the other questions. I was actually going to ask you if you could work with any comedy writer or performer, past or present, who would it be?
The people I really want to work with are on the up-and-coming scene at the moment, and I've been lucky enough to work with most of them. Like Angus Dunnican is a phenomenal comic who's currently up in Edinburgh doing his show The Vanity Project, which is really good, and I've been lucky enough in the past to do some writing with him, and I hope to work again with him. Other people I'd like to, if you want someone proper famous and that I'd like to work with, I would probably really enjoy working with Rob Newman. That even though obviously he wouldn't want to sort of do any sort of working together with me, because he is leagues and leagues and leagues above anything I will ever hope to accomplish. And
you never
be.
Know.
You never know. But that would be awesome. I don't know what we'd do. We'd probably sit down. He would talk about politics, and I would just feel really useless at how little I know about that. But it would be a fun and enlightening experience. other people, well, Steve Cross, who's a great sort of science communicator and comic and massive geek in all the best and worst possible ways. I've been trying to work with him for a long time, and we've recently started a project together. And Joe Moody is my long-term sort of collaborator. He's technically a folk musician, a very good folk musician, but the two of us have been working together on various bits and bobs for a while, and he features in this show, The Death of Gregory Aikman. He is the voice of God.
Can you tell us the details of the show, when it's on and where it is and how we can get there and anything else that's relevant? The website. You mentioned a website and some podcasts, so you should probably tell us about
I'll probably tell you about those. Well. Okay, The Death of Gregory Aikman is being performed at the Rabbit Hole Theatre in Hampstead, which is just below the Duke of Hamilton, which is a lovely, lovely, lovely pub. And the theatre's beautiful, tiny little black room with chairs and theatre. It's got theatre things in it. It's great. So that's where it's being performed from the 6th to the 11th of August. So it starts today. It's on at 7 p.m. It costs a measly £6 to come. If you want to buy tickets in advance, which is awesome, because the more tickets you sell in advance, the more Camden Fringe go, oh, he is lovely, we're going to give him loads of promotion. It doesn't make any sense that the better you're doing, the more they are. Anyway,
yeah.
Don't tell them I said that, although definitely tell them I said that. Now, if you want to buy tickets, you can go to the CamdenFringe.com and just search for The Death of Gregory Aikman. It will come up, and then you navigate an incredibly arduous booking system. But if you stick with it, you can get tickets, or you can just buy them on the door, which is probably quicker and easier for you. Yeah. So 6th to the 11th, 7 p.m.
It sounds like a really nice location. I'm planning to go up there myself, and I'm planning to take a walk around the heath.
It's lovely. Loads and loads of grass snakes in the heath as well.
Oh.
Five times more than they thought they were.
So this website with podcasts.
Oh, if you go to gregoryaikman.org, for I like to think of myself as an organisation as opposed to a solo person, there's links to the Lazy Podcast, which is possibly the worst title for any podcast ever, but we are unfortunately stuck with it now. That is a podcast I do with Joe Moody, which comes out monthly. And from a couple of weeks' time, you'll also be able to see another podcast, which I think is called History's Greatest Bookshelf. That's something I'll be doing with Steve Cross, but there's no point advertising something which does not yet exist. But me and Joe do the Lazy Podcast monthly, which is great.
Thank you for coming in today to Camden Community Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Learn about Greg's endless self-obsession.
Here's what one person had to say about it.
I thought it was entertaining. It's a good way to spend an hour.
The Death of Gregory Aikman is on till the 11th of August at 7 p.m. each night. It's at the Rabbit Hole NW3 Theatre, which is below the Duke of Hamilton pub in Hampstead. I went myself. I quite enjoyed it. I found it witty, intriguing, and, of course, pretty self-indulgent. But, as we've heard, that is really meant to be a key part of the show. It costs £6 to get in, and that's again till the 11th of August at 7 p.m. each night. This has been Ruth for Camden Community Radio.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.